Happy Friday, KMA Land. Welcome to the Double X Factor, where this week, Spencer and I have been looking into the difference between being nice and being kind. Now, in the context of how we're digging into this topic, nice is more about people-pleasing, guilt, not making waves, and most often about trying to gain the acceptance of others. Kindness is about being clear, authentic, willing to make waves if need be, and true empathy. So there's an interesting thing that happens when we get less attached to how other people perceive us through being nice. We end up less attached also to how we perceive other people. Our judgment lessens. Our curiosity and acceptance of others increases. In Brené Brown's book on leadership, Dare to Lead, I remember when I came across a whole chapter dedicated to how being clear is kind. Now, we may intellectually believe this to be true, but how often do you catch yourself sugarcoating something in an attempt to gain acceptance or approval? Let's say the request comes in for you to, say, supply 6 dozen home-baked cookies for a school event. And just the thought of doing it makes you cringe. But you want to be nice, so you agree to do it. But then you spend the entire experience feeling resentment that you have to do it. Doing things we don't want to do, feeding people half-truths in order to make them feel better or gain their approval, is almost always about making ourselves feel more comfortable, and it is unkind. Other people's emotions are not our jobs. Try as we might to manage them by being nice and polite, they still may find fault with us. What we're trying to do when we're being nice is to control how they see us. This would be great if it could actually work, but we don't have that kind of power. If when Spencer and I launched this topic this week, you felt some big resistance and found yourself thinking, well, if I'm not nice, then that indicates I'll be a jerk or arrogant or inconsiderate, mean. Well, that just signals that you have something there for you to look at. Authentic kindness is none of those labels. Kindness, however, is not always comfortable. That's the part most of us have to get used to if we want to truly choose kindness over niceness. For my 2 cents, kindness is a leadership skill. Clarity is kind. Unclear is unkind. And when you're a leader, it's your responsibility to be clear. It's also a leadership skill because empathy is a requirement to be a good leader or a manager. Empathy is a big element of kindness, and so is compassion. Kindness is created from empathy and compassion, and all of it is required if you want to lead people, teams, and organizations in a way that makes a difference. It's what I strive for here, and I hope it is contagious enough that our entire team wants to embody these elements of kindness in how we all show up, not just at work, but at home and in our communities and everywhere. Niceness and people-pleasing is comfortable. Kindness is not, because it requires you to be clear and not sugarcoat things, and I encourage you to choose kindness over comfort. Now, next week, Spencer and I have already selected the topic of being on the outside looking in on bad relationships. Oh, that ought to be a lot of fun. Till then, later!